and based on Peter's cross. If you remember, we had a story about that you have to dip your mora in a charisus, mishum kofo, mishum kapo. So there's two pshat in what kapo means. It means either eris, some type of venom, I don't know what it is, that's in the mora, that's in the chasa, like onions have, so this also has some, and therefore you have to dip it in. Or it's because of some worm. And the dipping into the charisus kills off the worm. So we didn't really understand why killing off the worm, why the worm has to be dead. You have to eat the worm, because we saw that as long as it comes from moldy fruits, then you have to eat the worm. If it's a fruit that grew on the tree and the worm came on in the fruit while it was growing on the tree, that you can't eat. So we're talking about some type of worm that comes from due to moldering of the fruit, of the vegetable. So you have to eat the worm. So why does the worm have to be dead? And what's the idea of killing off the worm? And Shabbat Dishmai, yesterday I saw the Meiri on this sugar that says that this worm it damages you if you eat it. But it only damages when it's alive. When it's dead, it doesn't damage you. Therefore, not like we were saying because of the Shabbat, because of that. It causes you harm, and if it's dead, it doesn't cause you any harm. So Meila, you dip it into the charisus in order to kill it off. Within the same nekuda, I want to say a different nekuda afterwards, but within the same nekuda, the maskanas of sugya, you have to dip the fruit, the mora in the charisus at all. Does the mora have to be dipped in the charisus?
Well, it could die from the smell.
Right. The maskanas of sugya. Maskanas of sugya is, the Gemara says, if you have a proof from here, you have to immerse it fully into the charisus. Because what? Because it can die from the smell. So do you have to dip it at all in the charisus?
You don't have to immerse it.
Well, because of the mitzvah. Yeah. But because of the sakana, you don't need to
immerse it.
You have to dip it at all. So you have to touch the charisus at all. So I thought, I thought that, yeah, it has to dip it somewhat. But then, why? Why did I have to dip it at all? You don't have to dip it at all. If the only thing is to get rid of the smell, and that gets affected with the smell, so you could do it. You could hang it high up above, or whatever, close proximity. But it doesn't have to actually dip it. You don't have to dip it in the charisus to get rid of this danger to you. And the reason why maybe you do have to dip is like you're saying, because the mitzvah to dip because of zecher tzitz and tapuach, which we're going to learn later on. But just because of the danger, I mean, if you wouldn't hold the Reb Elazar ben Tzvi in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, it was an opinion. Reb Elazar ben Tzvi going to mitzvah. If you wouldn't hold it to mitzvah, right? If you wouldn't hold it to mitzvah, do you have to dip it into the phrases? The chayyanot, and then I saw yesterday that Shatim says it clearly that way. Shatim says clearly that if it wouldn't be for the mitzvah, there's no reasons why we have to dip it all.
There's no kashash touching it off.
The Shulchan Aruch says, interesting as well, Shulchan Aruch says when you take this mori to dip, talking about the first, if you take the mori, and he said, listen to the words, Bakach yike kezayis mori, yikach kezayis mori, vishke'enu kuloi b'charesis, and you fully immerse it in the charesis.
Yeah.
What's the difficulty?
We're learning from the sugya from the Gemara.
So not like that, right? The sugya says you don't need to fully immerse it. Prophet says, you see from here that you must have fully immersed it. And then the Gemara said, no, you don't. It's just the reason why you have to wash your hands is because we're worried you might come to immerse it. You might come to touch it. But be clear on, you don't need to fully immerse it yet. So if I'm asking here that you do. So the place in the Poshim explained, Pichotish and others, although the Gemara was matchit, all the Gemara meant to say is that I have a raya for a popular saying. But what Prabhupada said is true. You have to fully immerse it into the
That's if you hold it poison, it's poison and it's not the worm.
But both if it's poison all the worm.
Poison the worm with the smell. You don't know that the smell.
Right. That means your papa
worm, no smell.
Your papa said that you have to fully immerse it. right? Says that's how the Gemara went. The problem is you have to put in there. Why have you know that? Because otherwise, why would you have to wash your hands? The Gemara was madrin and says, no, maybe you have to wash your hands for some other reason. But they were never madrin the din that the prophet says. The prophet said you have to fully immerse it. And that's how Shulchan Aruch passed. In Greek Gemara, you have to completely submerge it into the phrases.
The Gemara said you have to wash your hands because you might come to fully immerse it and touch the
Nachon. That means the Gemara.
So they were madrin to
right, they weren't madrin.
Right.
But the prophet himself still stays true. I mean, we have a discussion. The prophet says, I hold you have to fully immerse it. And we're saying your only right to do that is because you have to wash your hands. And we're much in your right. But that doesn't mean necessarily that the prophet's wrong. We just proved his proof. If you have the right, you have to fully immerse it. On the fact you have to wash your hands, it's not there. It's not true. And then they say you've got no right from that. But I live with the MS. Since your prophet said that, that's how Shulchan Aruch passes. But Shai Shim brings down half a second. Mishra brings down. Yes, the cream is. Shaina Yimishakeh Kuloi. After he says, don't fully immerse it. Elevatable will make something. Just dip it slightly. Dip it slightly. Don't fully immerse it. Dip it slightly. So the Shai Shim comes from Bichodosh. He says, like the Gemara refuted your prophet. The Berea Chareis the Sagi. All you need is the smell. The homies are erased. The Einoi Elamish Mitzvah Zeichel Etapuach. The only reason why we did is only because of the Mitzvah of Zeichel Etapuach. That's a lot of the topic which we're going to see soon. So may they come in the Shasi and act as reverse. If you hold it not because of the Mitzvah, he's just saying it's above it. Right? And the smell, the vapors, sorry, we'll get rid of the. But because we are the Mitzvah, that's why you have to dip it. For that, you don't need to fully immerse it, just slight dipping is also good enough.
If that was the ubiquitous practice, then how would the Gemara have been able to throw off a puff and say, well, you can't prove from here, that's not what we do. I mean, that is what they do. I mean, it seems that wasn't the practice back then either, necessarily. I mean, maybe in Rehoboth's town, but not everywhere.
On every Chiddush din, which one of them are in, when Machad is about to say that, you could say, well, obviously that wasn't the practice, it was the practice, because otherwise, what do you say? Sorry, by prior to our places in Shas. Quite a lot of places in Shas. I had to blow Sefer. What happened? Shane asked these type of questions.
Didn't we learn that
Batzal
also has
Arash?
Why don't we have to eat onions with Kharis? No, he's asking today.
Why are we allowed to eat onions with Kharis? Right. So what's the answer? He also says, Mamadet. Not Mitzvah. We saw the Rosh dead, but only worried when it comes to Mitzvah. This type of danger doesn't really affect very many people, but we don't want, when there's a mitzvah, there should be a fix, should be a chart, it should be instituted in a way that could cause harm. Oh, that's enough. Yeah. If you can avoid it.
Rosh Bazzar said,
if you can avoid it.
Rosh Bazzar said, someone is really concerned about his health.
The person's not going to get damaged from mitzvah, doesn't give them a right just to do what he wants. If you're going to avoid getting damage, you have to avoid it. I saw him saying in his Oikim, you have to look after yourself. Just you won't get damaged if you did look after yourself. Yeah, I could have dipped in, I wouldn't have got damaged.
What are other things about the talking of the dog you think you don't believe? Yeah,
I think that Darafa that we don't really see today either.
Okay, that's not bad.
But we're worried about it.
That's not good for that. That's the first good. I'm not saying what you're saying is wrong, it's not the subject matter. That's the first thing that I wanted to say regarding the charisid. Second, about the worm dying, that was the first point of it, that the reason why I wanted to die so it won't cause you damage, and about how we pass when you have to immerse it fully or not. The Bernard, do you immerse the Maro fully? You don't? And that's the Francis Vishkeno Kula, you should fully immerse it, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, you have to listen to the shit to know why you don't then. Where are we holding now? The second point I wanted to say was, oh boy, I'm going to forget too much. Oh yeah, second point is this. We learned that you can swallow matzah yuritza. Right, so the Shua, I think, asked, but you need to taste the matzah, right? You can't eat the two together, you need to taste the matzah. So we said an answer yesterday, and again, Siyat Shemaya found Mishavua asked a very similar question, and the same answer. He talks about also, Bolo matzah yosef, you swallow matzah yosef. So he asked the question, Halacha says that you don't have to cook matzah. You don't have to cook matzah, and then eat it. There's nothing wrong with cooking matzah. It doesn't become chometz unless you're hold of gebrochs. But it doesn't become chometz. So unless you don't hold the gebrochs. So it doesn't become chometz. So why can't you cook matzah? So the reason is because it loses its taste. It doesn't have a taste of matzah. So Fred the Mishabur, so what? You don't need a taste of matzah, right? You bala matzah, you ate it. Right, you swallow matzah, you ate it, even though it doesn't have the taste. You don't taste the taste. So what's the name of cooking? So he says the same terrace again. I forgot that Elton Tomsamach Aleph Paskino. Dein yoitim b'mavushol. Omshem din is patal ta'amata al-matzor ta'amata. You see, you need the ta'amata. Yishleima, the hosom gora. That's worse. When you cook, it's worse. Mishum da pas asmo ibdo ta'amata. That bread now does not have the taste of matzah. Abad ocha yesh ba'tam. It does have taste. Elon shahu lehirgish ha'tam betiv. He didn't actually taste that taste, but the matzah itself has an inherent taste of matzah. So Mela, he says, that's the answer to that. And the same answer which we gave for why if you eat the two matzah and mori together is a problem, but if you swallow matzah, it's okay. Say the same test, because if you eat matzah and mori together, the mori taste is coming to negate the taste of the matzah that doesn't have a taste of matzah. I'm saying, if you just swallow the matzah, nothing happened to the taste of the matzah. I didn't taste it. That's something else. I didn't taste it. That's not the issue. Right, so that was also Baruch Shem, Siyat Dishmai. Let's try and move on the Gemara. I want to try and get to this big sugya in Yitzhak Shem. Let's see if we can get there today. The Gemara says, oh my... Who? When I hear, I don't taste a kezayis of matzah. If you eat bidyuk kezayis of matzah, if you eat a kezayis of matzah together with mori, you won't be tasting a kezayis of matzah, because some of that taste will be camouflaged with your mori.
So should you take a bigger amount?
Because that's how they did it. I'm saying, we're doing it zeich, let me just get it. And make and hit our hal that mixes mama waffles those. And says, fine, you need it that way. Yeah. Can't be firmer than hell for doing it because of hell.
Yeah, but we say at the end that he held that when they were all three derived, and today we said that maybe he wouldn't hold it back.
Yeah, but we're doing it zeich, that's what you're right. So he held that, he held matzah. He had to matzah on his own. Now, the reason why we're having matzah and mori together, after having our matzah ready, is zeich for the migdos. And Leila, we'd have to be firmer to than hell. Omar Shimi Barashi Matzah Lifnei Kol Echol Vechos Shimi Barashi program. Omar Shimi Barashi Matzah Lifnei Kol Echol Vechos. That in the Seder table, in the Seder, when you eat together your meal, in the Seder Agoda, you have to make sure every person will have their matzahs in front of them. Omar Lifnei Kol Echol Vechos. Now when you're eating, when you're all together, family or an extended family, and everyone's got, and you all come to listen to the Agoda, where does the Seder prayer have to be? In front of the one saying the Agoda, or in front of every single member of the family? So it says, if Simi Ba'ashi, that every member of the family has to have his own matzah. But this din, which we know that when it gets to Magid you have to take away the Ka'ara, which you'll see why we do that. But when we take away the kara, that is only in front of the one who's actually saying the Haggadah. So you see here, only one person says the Haggadah. Not every person in the family says the Haggadah. Only one person says the Haggadah, and everyone else listens. As everyone used to with the mitzvah, also we used to say. So, what do you mean listening? You have to be mistaken.
Participating, they go around.
No, it's just that one person says it. One person says I got. That's what I said. The Femi saying that one person says I got. So, the answer is one of two Mahalchim. One of two Mahalchim. One Mahalchim is Shemei HaKohen. Shemei HaKohen means that if you listen to what I'm saying, then it's as if you said it. So when I say Avodim Yidim Fibim Hashem, and you're listening to what I'm saying, it's as if you yourself said Avodim Yidim Fibim Hashem. But it pastors, you don't even need to come onto that. You don't even, maybe similar to what you're saying, you don't need to come onto it, because Sipur means that I'm saying it to someone. Mm. That is what Sipur is. Sipur is when I talk to you and be mistaken. So that is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that one person tells the other person. So you don't need to be a shemeka, you know, that you need to be kilo saying it. That's what we have a chiyuv tonight to be mistaken for Sipur Yisrael. Sipur means that one person speaks to the other person. Same as the Limud Torah, the same thing. Limud Torah, when a person speaking to the other person and learning, it's not so that I'm doing the learning and you're being yetz because Shemir Ka'ina. No, that's Limud Torah. Limud Torah is one person. Dibalta bom. Dibalta means that one person speaking to the other person. Because every person would speak at the same time when I have a Shemir to learn, right? That is what Limud Torah is. And Sipur Yisrael time is the same thing. So Mamela, Sipur Yisrael time is that the father speaks to the son. So Mamela, the son listening is Makan and Mitzvah Sipur Yisrael time. It is a Sipur. From Holachman, you know. Until you get to Hadal at the end, Hadal Ruko. That's also Sipur. Yeah? That's also Sipur. Pesach Azul Matzah. I'm telling you why we have the Pesach. Everything is Sipur. All the way through, including Mishra Omba, Ilu, Oitzion, the whole way through, until you get to Hallel, it's Sipur Yisrael. And that is good enough for one person to say. The possible case where maybe you need to come up to Shemei Ka'ina is if you have a grandfather and a father and a grandson at the table. So there is a mitzvah for every father to say the Sipur to his kids. So if the grandfather is saying it, so maybe there, I saw Yasha says, that case where you would need to come up to Sipur, the grandfather is saying it, not the father. Has the father saying it to his kids? So there,
he's
Shemei Ka'ina.
From listening to his father.
He's Mekan Mitzvah listening to his father. Why is he Mekan Mitzvah of telling his son?
Well, he is Mekan Mitzvah Sipur himself, Mitzrayim.
He's Mekan
Mitzvah. By being the listener.
But listening to his father.
Okay.
How is he able to transmit it to his son? Because he's got to do that as well. So there, through Shemei Ka'ina, he has to want to do it. But the Quran, in the case where it's not grandparents and grandchildren, but
people do. I mean,
in my family also we all say it together. But that one person's good enough.
So what you're saying, that even the Ramadil switch says Matamara, even that you don't have each person, even though he says Kai about a Mamar, you don't really have to, you just have to
be there.
To hear, be there here.
Yeah. Okay. So what did we say here? Every person has to have their matzahs, every person has to have more, everyone has to have charesis, but the actual agada, the actual kara, taking away the kara, that you only do in front of the one who's saying that. Ravuna said, not everyone needs to have their matzahs. It's good enough, one person has the matzahs, and that's good enough. Ravuna, that's how we pass it. Ravuna said, you only need one person to have a matzahs.
Shaili, everything else.
Huh?
And the mar and the...
Yeah, yeah. Matzah mar chayis is only one person. Not, you don't need that everyone has their own thing. The Gemara says you don't need that everyone has their own matzah mar chayis. It's good enough that one person has matzah mar chayis. That's the maskana of the Gemara. So says the Rashbam. Here we have to see Rashbam and Tis. Says the Rashbam. Matzah lefnei kol echad ve'echad. Minig shalehen oyo la'asiv ala mitzis. There, Kassi, you know where we are? We're about five lines up in the narrow, in the medium-sized line. Matzah lefnei kol echad ve'echad. Here, I'm sure you have it. Great. Minik shalem loya lahasev ala mitzis. Their custom, it was customary for them to recline on beds. So if you recline on beds like in the good old Roman days, so you can't have one joint table. It doesn't work. But you saw from Fikalechalechot, so each one had their own individual table. Hilkev Sarech Matzamori, the Fikalechalechot. Therefore, Hilkev Sarech Matzamori, you need Matzamori, the Fikalechalechot, Al Shulchanai on his table. That's what the Rashbam said. Aval is it done? Nowadays, ain't Sarech. Even the first opinion would agree is not necessary. Kiem lefnei mi sha'ita seda, only in front of the one that makes the seda. V'yachalik lechol echad matzah mar, and he will give out the matzah mar. So says the Rashbam, the reason why everyone needed their own matzah mar was because they all have their own individual table. Since they all have individual table, they need to have in front of them matzah mar. Mashing, and they'll all be sitting around the table. We do have in front of you matzah mar. Where is it? At the end of the table. But that's called in front of me still. Come on. The mitzvah to uproot the table, take away the table like we're going to see soon. And you only take away the car, you only take away the car from the one that says the seder. Now he's explaining about this taking away the table. In those days when everyone had their own little table, so you would take away the table. Cotton had a small table. The person saying that God had his own small table. Each one had their own small table. We don't have that. If you're going to start taking away the table, that's quite a project, right? Take away the table and save the table. So what do we do? So he says, Anu mistalkin is for ka'ara. We pick up the plate, shabon matzah mori, that has on it the matzah, the mori, shnei tafshilim. We pick it up and we put it, the sefer sofa, and we place it at the end of the table, mitaylon mekar. That's good enough. That's good enough. What's the point? We'll see soon. Okay, we're going to stop the Rashbam here. We'll come back soon to this Rashbam, the rest of it. But what Rashbam said, that the people, these three, a whole bunch of people, each one had their own table. The one who said, I got you take away the table from him. Everyone else would keep the table, but everyone else needs to have the matzahs in front of them. That is what the first opinion said. And the second opinion said, you don't even mean that they can all rely on the matzahs that are in front of the one who's saying that God. Tesis. We'll come back to the Rashbam. Tesis. Matzah lefnei kol echad ve'echad. Mor lefnei kol echad ve'echad. Right? You see that matzah is the first widest line in Tesis. Near. Says Tesis. Why did the first opinion in Agamah say that everyone needs their own matzah? Excuse me. Why do you say everyone needs their own matzah? Near the timer. Kedei sheyitzim tikis levrochom. Yes. He wanted to say that everyone should eat their matzah and all they should be able to eat straight away. Make a bracha and eat straight away. Now if only one guy's got the matzah, then by the time he's given out the matzah, there's a break between the bracha and the eating, and therefore everyone should have their own matzah.
People should have their own matzah in the
sense of
proper shear, or
in the sense of proper shear. Yeah. The shear, shalim, everything.
Okay.
Kivan, shizayit habracha, Why is it so important to eat it straight away? Why, you know? Yeah, because since it's a mitzvah, you're eating now a mitzvah, it's not just Shabbos meal. It's a chayv, you got chayv to eat matzah. It's one of the tayag mitzvahs. Since it's one of the tayag mitzvahs, you're making the bracha for the sake of a mitzvah, there mustn't be a break between the bracha and the eating. But the rest of the year, where the bracha is not a chayva, that means when you're eating a meal on Shabbos night, Shabbos, the bracha is a bit zaneni, that's all it is. It's not a bracha of a mitzvah. There's no chiyuv that I have to eat this bread, bechalal. And then, saying so, please then take it for the bracha. You don't need to eat straight to. This thing is the taste. You don't need to taste, meaning to eat it, take care of the bracha miyad, straight away after the bracha. Yeah, this place has come to explain what the Stimi Bashi helps. Right? It's come to explain Stimi Bashi. That's the reason, good points we'll discuss in a second. So Tais is saying that the reason why you need to so happy makhlis have the matzahs in front of you, that's because they, since you're making a bracha of a mitzvah, there shouldn't be a break. So I'm saying, but then it doesn't bother.
Only like everything else in front of you.
But Mara as well is a mitzvah. Maybe it's a bottom, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It's not like a birthdanenin of Shemela. You shouldn't be a break. So we have Ram's asking, so what? Very nice. You made a chiluk. You've told us a chiluk. The chiluk is that one's a mitzvah and one's an enin. But why is that a chaluk? Why does that make a difference? What's the point? Yeah? To have a chiluk if it's an enin. Because after, what's the difference? Right? It's a very good ask. So the pshat is that. A motzi of Shabbos doesn't matter. Right. No. If you don't want to eat, don't. If you prefer fasting, you can fast.
Shabbos?
Yeah.
It's
not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah like Mori. Mori, you've got no choice. Mori, you have to eat. Matzah, you have to eat. Yes, it's an enin. It's a tainer. You're enjoying yourself. That's what it is. If you don't enjoy, you don't need to eat it.
Yeah, but you don't because you're not fasting.
As much as you're not fasting, you have to. Yeah. You're right. So it doesn't have the same status as a mitzvah chiyuv. A mitzvah chiyuv is of matzah noy. It doesn't have that same status. So meila. Oh, so what's the difference? What is the difference? So the place can explain. Achrenu explain that a mitzvah, the broch of a mitzvah, is a chelik of the mitzvah. A broch of a mitzvah is chelik, is part and parcel of the mitzvah itself. There's an issa, for instance, to do a mitzvah without making a bracha beforehand. Right? There's an issa to make a mitzvah without.
In general?
Right. Why? Because the bracha of the mitzvah is connected to the mitzvah itself. It's part when Chazal and Mitzakah, even if it's mitzvah right, so that there's a mitzvah to do it, Chazal added to that mitzvah the bracha as well. The bracha is part of parcel. No, we're talking about mitzvahs that you make brachas on. Hafrosha's color. You have to make a bracha. Right? What happens? Can I be mafish without making a bracha? Not only that, you can't. But it's very wrong to it. You're not allowed to be mafish color if you can't make that bracha. Why? Because the bracha of the mitzvah is mamish connected to the mitzvah itself. Explain one thing, I want to finish my statement. My pshat. The Mela, although by Bishanenim, and you have to make a bracha to thank Hashem for the hanor, which of course you can't eat without making the hanor, but you have to, the bracha is there to thank Hashem for the hanor I'm going to have. And there you can have a bit of a gap between it. But a bizna mitzvah, where the bracha is part and parcel of the mitzvah itself, so then the din is, says the Sima, so you shouldn't have any break between the bracha and the kiyum of the mitzvah. And I said, no, you can.
Can you say that
the
mitzvah is not complete without the bracha, that you can go and do it over?
No.
You can't do it over,
no.
Even though it's not complete?
No. It's not complete. It's got an incomplete mitzvah. It's something you haven't done the mitzvah. It's a very wrong thing to do. Right? It's a very wrong thing to do. Somebody is, Meshai's back in Shalom, somebody who can't make the bracha for whatever reason, he should not be Mafish Shalom. Get someone else to do it. Because the bracha of the mitzvah is part and parcel of the mitzvah.
Well, a lot of times, including
I used to have a rebbe in school, like quite a character, and so he wanted to set an example, so of something. I don't remember what it was. So he said, can you give us an example? There's thousands of examples of such a case, like this one. No, that's not a good example. I went on for about 10 minutes. Did he grab that one example? Then there was thousands of examples. He asked the question. We want a case. I know what you mean. But, no.
You
say, once again, a bad example. You make a bracha, no, what's the problem? You're wrong. So, come on, you make a bracha. I was a young kid, school kid in England, not very learned people, they were also not so learned. One person saw me making a bracha on my spillion, on some notes, and he holds that you don't make a bracha. So he came to me. Without making bracha. Cholamayis. So he came to me with his massive sulfonar. Open up and said, look, it says, Menichin Filim Becholamayis Avala Yavaris. So I thought, look at the next two words. The colon. Don't make a bracha.
How did he
hear you? He saw me. That was Crescent. So anyway, that's also a bad example. Yeah, okay. What are you asking him about?
Okay, for example, you take a glass, Kaylee, you put it in the mixer, you don't make a bracha.
Of course you make a bracha on glass.
Oh, not glass. Whatever. It's the thing you don't make a bracha on.
So why thing, don't see it. That thing, don't fuck me.
How can there ever be a parrot doing a mitzvah without a bracha if we're saying that a bracha is a part and parcel of the mitzvah? How can there ever be?
What's your case?
There are thousands of somebody has a glazed plate, a china glazed plate, where the halacha is, it's a suffix of an eaten tefillah, and therefore you tevil with that bracha. In such a case, you should tevil together with another kli, if you can, that definitely requires a bracha, in order to be able to make a bracha of the mitzvah, because the bracha of the mitzvah is a very important element of the mitzvah itself. Right.
So, but thanks for the... Right, indeed, that's what it says. Indeed. You should not make chalas kavkav. Dafka, not to do a shiur with the bracha, because you should make the shiur with the bracha. Right. One thing. So, we've gone slightly off the point. So back to this. So it says, now if it, it wasn't totally off the point, but now if it's a chayva, so the broth is part of it, so therefore it shouldn't be a brick. Otherwise not. So there's a machlekes tesis and Rashbam. Did you chat that? Machlekes tesis and Rashbam in Pshat and Rav Simi. A dispute between Tesis
and Rashbam. These days we have a big table and we...
Yeah.
And then there'll just be one and they'll pass it around. So then there's going to be a break between the bracha and then other people eating.
So what Moshe means to say, just haven't got there yet, but what Moshe means to say is that the machlokes between Rashbam and Tesis is by big table.
Yes.
Nowadays table. According to Rashbam, the whole problem was you need to have the matzah in front of you. So you got the matzah in front of you, a big table. Although it's a big table, it's in front of me, it's on the table in front of me. But according to Tesis, where the problem was because of break, even on contemporary tables, or the massive wrong tables, would also be an issue of eating straight away after. Mm-hmm. Quite right, that's right. Me'achus. That's an enough community in Tesis and Rashbam.
Maybe
we'll
need to have everyone should have their own matzah.
According to Simi, according to Tesis, even nowadays everyone should have their own table, their own matzahs, even nowadays everyone should have their own matzahs, according to Rashbam, it's not necessary.
Not necessarily three
matzahs. For the mitzvah.
Right. Sure. Why does
the Rav
answer,
like,
you said it has to be
shredded? Because if you want to be yitzhak, so you have to be
shredded. No, the bottom line is to make sure. Where the Rav came from, so it has to be shredded. He has to make, the book has to be recited.
You're good.
He has to be attentive. We're just saying he has to have showing markers. Maybe the Balabai is the one who's reciting the book from everybody. It can be Yosei, everybody with a brother. He could be reciting on Shalim. And everybody should just keep the Shalim muscle.
Your bracha of Achilles Matzah has to be going on. We're learning this. Let's taste this. What's the Achilles Matzah going on? Is it going on the first? Is it going on the top one? We're learning yet this year. But Rashbam holds it, even though it is, it doesn't matter. Just like Avuna also. Avuna held also as part of it, it doesn't matter. Right? That wasn't the issue. He said, well, it has to be in front of you when you make it. Rav Yashi says that nowadays, this Gemara is referring to the olden days when matzahs were thick matzahs. And the Seder plate had enough kezesim for everyone. Because since it's thicker matzahs, there's more kezesim in the matzahs. And therefore, the Bala Bayis had enough matzahs there to distribute to everyone. And therefore, he'll have it, he'll make the bracha, and then give it to each person from his plate.
Right.
Nowadays, yeah. But nowadays, where the matzahs are... how many kizetim are there in a matzah? If you have a machine matzah, you have barely 1.5 kizetim in it. Or maybe even less than that. So therefore, how, if the barabayis has his matzahs to give out, even if you have handy matzahs, which maybe you have like 5-6 kizetim inside it. But again, if you have a big mishpacha of 10 people there, you already don't have enough to give everyone. So the answer says, in such a case where there isn't enough matzahs in the ka'ara of the balabai, then it's correct for every person to have in front of them their matzahs. In such a case, it's their matzahs. He goes, ad kzikaf, that everyone should have 3 matzahs in front of them. It's definitely not the custom that everyone has 2 matzahs in front of them. But the idea, definitely I could hear, that the matzahs not enough kzikaf from the balabai is, so anyway you're not going to be having from the ka'ara. So why have that break? So have your matzahs in front of you, and that way you'll be able to maintain your mitzvah straight away. I think a lot of people do do is they have lots of people, so they divide it up. Like, they have the father has three matzahs, and then he'll let his son-in-law also have three matzahs, and the son-in-law will give to a few guys then. That way, every person will get from the three matzahs, something from the three matzahs. Okay, let's try to finish off the Gemara, and we'll Lomaykin is the sofa. Why do we take away the table? Amri debay aviyamek tishah kiyot yinokos to pique the interest of the tinokos. So they should ask what's going on. They should ask what's going on. So nobody here on the page says what exactly are they asking? Is the kid asking? Yeah, it's just because he sees it, he'll ask. So Tosafos here says, "Kedei shiyake atinokos v'yishal." Tosafos says, "Keloima omitoich kach yovoi lishoy b'shad voi." Tosafos sounds like he's saying that the point of removing of the kara is just a trigger. He'll spot this being different, and by doing that, he'll then ask other differences that are being asked at the table. Other than, okay, so that's what we'll come back to this later. A minute. So that's what the Kadesh Yikas in Akins Yisrael. Abaya Beyosim Kameda Rabbo. Abaya was sitting by Rabbo, Chosen to call Madli Tako Mekabe. He saw that they took away the plate. Madli is picking away. Abaya, what? They picked up the Madli to pick up Tako's the plate, Mekame, from in front of Rabbo. Amaluhu, Abaya. Abaya was a baby, it was a kid. Amaluhu, he said to them, עדיין לא כאוכלינום עשו כרום עקו תקו מכמון. You haven't yet eaten and you're already taking away the plate. That means he saw the food was going away. He said, hey, what's going on? We need to eat. Amalei, Rabba said, Rabba was his foster father. He said, Petroson Milena Manishtano. Well done, Abaya. We can now go straight to Avodim Hayinu. Because you've asked the question, and now we can go to Avodim Hayinu. So we're going to come back to the Rashbam I missed out, but first I want to see the Rashbam at the end. Petroson Milena Manishtano, Ketanya, come on. Because it says later on, Chochom, if you have a child is a chacham, but no, you say like the son will ask the questions of Manishtan. And if you don't have a son who can ask the questions, the father asks himself the question of Manishtan. The given shasha'alu since Abaya asked Manishtan, he says, what's going on? Why did you take away the plate? Ain't on seeking loyma Manishtan. We don't need to now say Manishtan. We just need to answer him. The fish and stuff feed and badnu be mitzrayim on oishin kol advar malalo. You want to know why we're doing all this? Because we were the servants in Mitzrayim. So Abaya, the way Rashban reads, Abaya asked a very simple question: why taking away the plate? And that solved us from asking Manishtana. And now we just go to our other inu fire. This is we do all these things because we were servants to Hashem. Why do we take away the plate and put the end of the table? Why do we do that? So it says because we were servants to Hashem.
Why wasn't he talking about that?
Will? I'll check it out.
Why?
Why do we take away the plate and put the end of the table? It's because we were servants to Hashem.
That's what happened to us.
Very good. Very good point. So bring your mother. Wait for something for yourself. What's the case? We put it at the end of the table because we were sent to Mitzrayim. Well, what's the case? The simple understanding is that he means to say that we can't speak yet. We can't eat yet. You know why we can't eat yet? Because we were sent to Mitzrayim and we were taken out. So we have to thank Hashem and say over the story of Mitzrayim before we eat. He's saying that we put the plate at the end of the table. So why are we doing that? The answer is, we were servants, and that's why we're doing all these things. The bitter thing we're doing, and we have to talk about everything that we're doing because we were servants in Mitzrayim. That's the simple understanding of Rashbam. But the question really is, this will come to your point in a minute. The question is, in Manishtana, there were four questions. and Abai only asks one that's not even in Manishtana. In Manishtana we eat matzah, we eat moi, we dip or we don't dip, that's the question, if it's in there, and we lean. And it doesn't mention that, take away the Quran. And Abai asked the question that wasn't in the Manishtana, he said, okay, thank you, you've solved us the problem. So
such a good question,
so
I wouldn't even have to ask
for
a question about
that. So just get to Avodah Yidin.
No,
he's giving him chizuk. Rashbam doesn't stand that.
They haven't even
known
that it's
a question. Rashbam says, Hakim is Shasharim on the Manishtana. Since you asked us, we don't need to say it.
Even if it's by itself,
right, because you didn't ask it. So Tosfos asks this question. Tosfos says, Keloima mitoyakach. Remember, that's the last place. But Keloima mitoyakach yovay lisa v'shadvarim. By taking away the place, he will ask the rest of them. Aber b'masha oshar lama ono ikma shulchan. The main question about why do we take away the table, lo yifta v'manishtana. That won't exempt us from manishtana. Vahida abaye. Abaye that asks this question, lo yipirish ha-gemara elos kiddush elosai. The Gemara only started, his first thing that triggered off the rest of the question, Abaye the Chacham, he says, hey, what's going on here? Why did you take away the table? And now I come to think of it, why are we having matzah tonight? And moi, and dipping twice, and leaning, what's going on here, Bechlau? Oh, thank you, you've asked all the great questions, and now with that, we can proceed to Avodim, or you know, five in time.
Yeah,
the Gemara doesn't fit and speak out what Abai actually asked.
Plus, this night is different. That's why we say Manishtana.
Right.
We have already covered why this night is different, you know, the differences.
You have to speak out the differences. The whole point of Manishtana, I guess, when we learn the Mishnah Manishtana, we discuss why these four things were chosen. But there's a reason why those four things were chosen, not just because of Yosef and his brothers. There's a reason why those four things were chosen, and it's an integral part to understand the money, to understand the Avodah Meino, is to focus on those four points. And therefore, it can't be that by just ask why do you have the plate, take away the plate, that's good enough. It must be asked other questions. And this just was a trigger for him.
But if this was a question that he asked organically, right? How would he have come to ask about, you know, people Rishon and people Shani? Like, those things hadn't happened yet.
I think it was that question.
Well, why do we do it twice?
Yeah, that's the end of the defeat.
How about that happen?
But not the second.
Said that, no, but that's...
He wouldn't have asked that.
The question of the Sibyl was, why do you dip before the meal? He's seen this more on the car. He's seen that. He's seen that we did before. So the question is why.
So this isn't a machlokes rush. This isn't a machlokes rush for Rambam.
Don't think so. Rambam doesn't speak as it's true. Tosfos does. I don't think so. You could think that Rambam is a machlokes. Rambam says since you asked Manishtana, you asked what are the difference.
That's fair enough. And then Tosfos says,
yeah, Tosfos says clearly it's not enough.
But it's not
clearly not enough. And the mission is much better. The mission says you have to ask four questions. Why don't you just ask the first question? That's it. They really ask one thing different.
Some fixes a poetry because if you say the Manishtana,
then you can't be popular. Yeah, but we don't need to say it because you, the kid, asked it. And say the night. If the kid asked it, then we don't need to ask. If the kid doesn't ask it, then the adults have to ask it. If somebody doesn't have kids at the table, then they themselves have to say Manishtana. So that's what he's saying. That your question saves us from saying much.
So I was just reading this restaurant like the Chacham Beno Sholo, the Imlav Sholo is asking Manishtana, which almost sounds like if you have a son as a Chacham and he asks a question, any question is good enough. If not, then you have to ask all four questions.
Right. That's how you could read it. It's fair because the Mishnah is asking you four questions. Right. You could read that way. It says things clearly not like that. And something more happen to us from a disagrees with Tosfos.
So what's this all thing, if you have a son of Chacham, so does he disagree that then it should be a practice to learn Manishtana? Like only it sounds like it's like if you have a son of Chacham, then organically he will come to ask questions. That's what it sounds like. That's what the Rashbam seems to be saying.
She took from the Rishon. Are there people who comment on this?
On the Rashbam?
No, on this Gemara.
Yeah,
just saying like
I'll show you.
What is it?
I didn't see it. Let's check it out. So, okay, keep going. We have to see the end of the last places and the Rashbam we missed out, and then this places, and we have to send. This long places, the focus of that places is, what is the, how many matzahs do we need? Do you need two shleimim, one shleim, one half shleimim? Do we have lechemish? We don't have lechemish now. Which ones are chilas matzah? Which ones for amitiyah for oyes? It's an interesting, fascinating topic actually. It's a big machlokes. But till we get there, we still have a little bit of more work. We have the Rashbam we missed out, the tasters that we missed out, and then you're there, you're on the home stretch.
What is this for now? No shawl. Is it for now? The lot detail, or just is this business now? Please, it's an error.